I know you're gonna dig this.
There it is.
Welcome to the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to fulfilling your purpose and introducing our host, Anthony Mitchell.
Hey guys, this is Basically Tisha from Basically Tisha. Listen, you guys will love my content. Please join me on facebook.com/basicallytisha or TikTok/@basicallytisha.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Mark Vivas, the host of God Breathed, a free dramatized audio Bible in bite-sized podcast chapters. I would like to invite you on a journey with me into the greatest story ever told, from Genesis 1 all the way to Revelation 22. Check the link in this podcast description, and I'll meet you there. Want to read the Bible, but you're doing the dishes? God Breathed Podcast.
So this is a special game day edition of the End Zone Club. Game day meaning because it's a beautiful Saturday and my 49ers are getting ready to play the Denver Broncos a little later on today. So hopefully I wanted to record an episode before the preseason game because I didn't want to be in bad spirits in case we lose and then get off track. Dropping an episode, but hey, if you guys have been here before, you already know what we do here, and that's have conversations wrapped around things we know now that we wish we knew when we were younger. And the ultimate purpose for these conversations is because we feel like God has gifted each and every last one of us from the time we were conceived with a specific purpose for being here. However, before you reach purpose, a lot of times you're first in the potential stage. So our job here at the End Zone Club podcast is to push you from potential to purpose. With that said, guys, how's everybody doing today? Y'all all right? Anyway, before I even get into my content, you know, I have a little banter with you guys that says, hey, I need you guys to like, to share, to rate, to subscribe to this podcast. If you don't mind, drop us a little correspondence at anthonymitchell01@gmail.com. Again, that's Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, 01@gmail.com. Let us know you're listening. Let us know that you're subscribing. Let us know that you have enjoyed in some capacity something we've talked about, albeit something I as a host have provided, or even one of my special guests. Let me know what episode you've listened to that has had a profound effect. Recently, somebody did reach out and was telling me about an episode they were listening to several episodes ago, and it was entitled something like Tough Times Don't Last, But Tough People Do. And what it was, we had a young man named Raymond Harris, former NFL player, that came on the platform and was talking about mental health, was talking about a lot of men issues and how men tend to handle tough times and what he learned about himself through some of his own tough times. Very inspirational listen. And one of our listeners was telling me just how much that content encouraged them. So I would like to have Raymond on again, as well as several other just guests. I'd like to have him on. And actually, we do have a guest set up for next week. Phenomenal artist who comes at us by way of a Native American tribe out in the Western Hemisphere of the United States. I don't even think that's correct usage of the word hemisphere, but he's from the Western section of the United States, and we hope to have him with us. Again, phenomenal artist, actor, all of these things. So I'm always, because this has been my brainchild. It's been something God has put in my lap. Anytime you have a chance to feature just great people, it's a blessing. With that said, I got to shout out all of my Southern listeners, Southern United States of America. Are y'all all right? I don't know if you guys look at the weather wherever you are and then look at weather in other places. I have to say, Southerners, y'all are the real gangsters. Y'all are the real OGs. Y'all are the true Americans, because the Southern heat has been so disrespectful this year that I don't know. Texas, how y'all doing it? Mississippi, how have y'all not sweated straight energy? And how are y'all still alive? If you guys are looking at not just the weather, but what's worse is the humidity index, as well as the heat indexes. 100 degree days that are feeling like 120 degree weather. It's almost like somebody's taking a plastic bag, sticking it over your head and telling you to figure it out. And this is the reality for a lot of Southern Americans right now, that they are in an incubator, a humidifier. They're in an oven or cauldron of heat and indespicable, undescribable torture, and they have made it. Shout out and kudos to those of y'all who have weathered the storm. But I do have to segue, because I have a piece of advice for you. Florida, South Carolina, Arizona, New Mexico. Listen, please don't buy deodorant from a manufacturer that is made in New York. I'm going to tell you that again. If you are in the South, do not buy deodorant that's only been tested in the North. You know why that is? I'm going somewhere with this. Somebody cue the church music. But if you are going to be successful making it through this season without being musty. All right, so let me just be all the way transparent. But it is so hot in the South. 5 a.m., you are finding people already musty. It's slightly comical to believe that, hey, some people maybe don't understand the power of hygiene. That's not what I'm highlighting. What I'm talking about is whatever tool, weapon, utensil you're going to take out into this heat battle, make sure it's able to stand the test of time. Make sure it's able to perform in the environment that you need it to perform in. Yes, that's comical. Yes, I'm just really being funny. I'm being lighthearted. But that has a profound effect on really where we are right now. I personally feel like it's probably a good thing that God is not a respecter of persons. God is not the kind of person that looks at the mission he has here in this earth, what he wants accomplished, and saying that I only want to use perfect people. God being the ultimate resource, source, example, connection, energy source, power grid that we need, knows that in order to see things be the way they should be in this earth, and that's properly functioning in his time, God uses ordinary people. Ordinary people sometimes have past. Sometimes God chooses gangsters. Sometimes he chooses people that have walked multiple lifestyles, high school dropouts, people that have been sexually promiscuous, people that have anger problems, alcoholics, drug addicts, people that have rap sheets. Those are people as well that God will so choose, because something about taking a product from an environment that they know, this guy, this girl, they understand the terrain of alcoholism. This guy, this girl understands the terrain of being medicated, understanding the drug trade, understanding the ploys that the devil is using to reach a lot of our kids. He takes those products from that environment, cleans them up, gives them a testimony, and places them back around people they can be successful with. You can't take somebody from Wall Street. You can't take someone from corporate America that's, and this is no shade to them as well. Shout out to you guys that have done the work to get to where you are. But the most successful people and reaching other people are those that have come from that environment. Why is that? You understand. You're a proven commodity that you can be changed. You can work. You can also lead people to Christ. Maybe you were a gangbanger. Maybe you walked a fast life. Maybe you've seen things in jail that have horrified. And I mean horrify you. You don't even talk about. But a lot of things about our own lives that we are trying to hide are the very things God is trying to use. If you came from a tough background, if you've served time, if maybe you might have been truant, maybe you were a high school dropout. My point to you is, who else can you bless with your story? Something about the heat of the South. It's hot. I don't need a product being marketed to me in this environment that may not work. And that's where I was getting it earlier with my analogy. If you're going to tell me a product can hold up under all circumstances, under all temperatures, under all environments, you can't tell me that if that product hasn't seen an extreme environment or an extreme temperature. I saw this years ago in the roofing industry. There were certain products that were being marketed that came with this great warranty and different things. And I noticed that where a lot of products are manufactured at are a lot of time in more favorable conditions, because of course you have to keep workers, it's hard work, these things. Then when you put them in the heat, maybe over time, the longevity of the product in one environment wasn't the same as in another environment. Why is that? Because they weren't tested in extreme environments. That's why I'm encouraging those of you who have walked through extreme points in life. I've seen you guys bounce back time and time again. I've seen women that have been the recipients of abusive relationships taking that experiencing and using it for good. I have seen people that we thought from an early age had no potential for being anything other than another statistic. I've seen some of those people turn life around and have one of the most profound motivational ministries. So I'm telling you, until the final gavel has fallen, until the final say-so has been rendered and God says your time is up, there is more hope for you than for somebody that is in the grave that had $1 million. That somebody that's in the grave that died with a great reputation. Somebody that's in the grave that people are still talking about now. Their fate is sealed. Your story is still being told. Wherever you come from, you may be laying on the cot, there in jail, looking up at the ceiling, thinking that it's over for me. You might be looking up from your bed of despair and thinking that it is what it is. Times are tough, but all you see is the right now. All you see and all you feel is your closeness to the heat of the battle. But when you get out, what are you going to do with this experience? When you get out of this experience, how do you put one foot forward and walk into a greater life? There's a guy on TikTok right now, name is Andre Norman. And he's one of the most sought after motivational speakers. But at one point he was a kingpin in jail. Now, anybody from that lifestyle that glorifies a grown man that is in that walk, in that talk, you're missing the point. And he had a very transparent moment when he realized, man, I'm in here and I'm the king of nothing. All of this that I'm doing in here, none of that is going to translate out in the real world. And when he had that reality that all of the fights he fought, all of the inmates he had sold drugs to, when he thought about all of the people that he had hurt and harmed while he was in jail, and knowing he hadn't accomplished anything that's going to help him once he gets out. He started changing the way he thought. And that's my encouragement to you guys. I see this a lot. People fall to great despair when they make mistakes. People fall to great depths when they think that they are defined by their greatest mistakes in life or the worst choices and decisions they've ever made. But here's the greatest trick the devil has ever done. Making you think that because of this bad decision you made, like God will take you out of the game. The reality about God is he's a God of multiple chances. There is nothing or no extreme or no depths that we can go to that he doesn't have a method of reaching us. And if you don't realize that life is a life of cycles. It flows in this realm and this being where what fights you, chances are one of your parents fought it. Chances are one of their parents before them fought it, especially if it's an area of life that the enemy has been successful against your family. Some families do have certain assignments that are attached to them to make you weak in certain areas. That's why a father that doesn't overcome his alcoholism has to be careful because he'll pass it to his son. A dad that's got philandering ways and he is only pleased by multiple women, a lot of times that's the example he will set. Not saying God can't use him, but now it's saying that this is the area that you have work to do to be effective helping other people. But once they've done the work, once they realize the things, the insufficiencies, the areas that the enemy and thought patterns and processes that the enemy was using to justify in their minds why they are the way they are. Once you have overcome that, now you understand his strategy. That's why it's probably hard, for example, for one magician to trick another magician, because now they understand the power of illusion and they know the tricks, they know the setup, they know what has to happen for that to be successful. That's the same thing with the enemy. Once we begin as individuals to study our family histories, to understand the light and dark areas of this all, then we begin to see the plan that the enemy has laid out against many of us to rule us out of the ball game, and then to bring a sense of condemnation that you're nobody, that you're nothing, that you have no purpose. Reality is we all have purpose. Reality is there are parts of each of our lives. I don't care how well polished a person may seem. I don't care how many scriptures a person may quote. There are parts in each of our lives that we have all at some point been ashamed of. But at some point, can some of these embarrassments, can some of our tests become testimonies? Can some of our messes become messages? Can some of the thorns that poke to some of the crosses we carry, can they now become a beacon of light for somebody else? That is what will make it all worth it. Your testimony that came from living hell, guess what? It's like the rose that grew through the thorns, or the thorns that grew through the cracks. I'm sorry, guys. I'm messing up a little bit. It's okay. It goes back to my point. We all make mistakes, but can you allow your story to bless somebody else? I, a lot of times, feed my mind hearing stories of reformed con artists, reformed jail people, reformed exes, ex this, ex that, ex this, that, whatever it is. And I get encouragement to know that when you talk about the love of God, it's not confined to a certain religion. It's not confined to a certain demographic. He doesn't like this one more than he loves that one just because. That's the kind of God that I like to uplift. And here at the End Zone Club, these are conversations that are necessary to have, because every once in a while, somebody will hear a lot of what we talk about and they feel like it's only for perfect people. When I'm telling people, hey, if you make the right decisions, this is what can happen. But what happens when you make the wrong decisions? Had a guy on here several episodes. Let's go back a couple of seasons. Works with a Fortune 500 company, but he really didn't get a chance to go into the depths of his story, and that he had been incarcerated multiple times. He had been part of a gang, and As a result, was shot multiple times, and the only reason they stopped shooting him in that moment was because they thought he was dead. Those are the kinds of people that you have to bring into the conversation, because nobody, I don't care who you are, nobody gets it right the first time. Nobody gets it right all the time. Nobody's right all the time. So by God's grace, we all will arrive at our intended destiny. But sometimes it just takes that extra push, knowing that your life has purpose regardless of where it is right now. Wherever you are right now, who's ever listening, I hope this message spreads through the jail cells today. I hope this message goes through the crack houses today. I hope this message finds those that are in despair and feels like, I don't think God has the ability to shine light on me because I'm so far away from the way to his glory and from his light. I want you to know too, he can reach you too. These are the kinds of people that God loves and whom God loves, I'm with. With that said, this is your host, Anthony Mitchell. Y'all pray for my 49ers tonight as we get ready to play the Denver Broncos. Y'all always find it just in your heart to tap into my podcast, to listen to the content, because I do want to hear from some of you that will hear this episode and say, hey, I gang bang. I want to talk to the kids about some things I've been through and traps that I fell into. That will make this episode what it is. These are not just words. This is a seed. This seed will fall on good soil and it will grow to reach young men, young women that are fighting a lot of the same traps that we fought. So until next time, y'all be blessed.